Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetahwebs.com. And now, here is your host, Hill.
Good morning, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you this morning? Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Thank you for being here. Today, we're supposed to have a guest, but we'll get into that in a minute. You know, we have to get into the basics. It is February 29th, the last day of February. Can you believe it? Here in New York, it's supposed to be like 50 degrees, but I'm really looking outside and it's cloudy. It's going to rain and it's cold. So, I mean, how much of 50 degree weather are we getting? Also, it's like 10:30 in the morning. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for my summertime to come. Winter has not been pretty good for us, so sorry, I'm ready for my summertime to come. Before we get into today's topic, which is going to be about real estate, so I'm waiting for my guests to come on. But before we get into today's topic, folks, you know we have a home, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, on Facebook, and also you can visit me at CheapCheetah.com, the website. Let me know what you think. I always value your opinion because you're family. There's a lot of things going on that I can't really talk to you about as far as on the show. So you go to the website and, you know, you have the blogs and what's going on. So please visit your CheapCheetah.com and let me know what you think. And also be a part of the Cheap Cheetah Money Show on Facebook. Let me know. Come on. We're going to talk about saving, making, having fun with money, but let me know what's going on in your world, you know, when it comes to your money situations and stuff. Also, be on the lookout because, you know, I offer a lot of little contests where they're very simple. You just, you know, write me or cheapcheetah@yahoo.com about your best saving method or your best way you can save on vacation. And the best money-saving tip basically wins, you know, little gifts and everything. So, you know, you got Cheap Cheetah merchandise you can win. You have free e-books you can win. So, you know, email me. Let me know exactly when the contest come up. Email me, and it's really easy, really simple. Also in March, folks, I have a Q&A, which is questions and answers, regarding saving, making, and having fun with money. So if you have any questions you want me to answer, please get your questions into me by March 21st because I appreciate it. You know, any questions about saving, making, and having fun with money, I'm going to do a segment on that in March. And also since we're talking about real estate, you know, there's a whole lot going on, and I think our guest is on right now, so let me bring her on and not waste any more time. Hold on. Good morning. This is the Cheap Cheetah Money Show.
Hey, good morning. It's Kemi. How are you?
Kemi, hi. How are you? Thank you for calling. How are you?
No worries. Thanks for having me. I'm awesome. Thank you. How are you?
Okay. Okay. Let my listeners know you have such amazing things going on. Let my listeners know about, you know, you and what's going on as far as, you know, your books and everything and just basically you.
Awesome. So, yeah, I am a real estate investor and a trainer and mentor, and I show other people how to do it. Because a few years ago, I had the traditional business. I was a physical therapist, had like a, you know, the normal clinic shop that you came in and out of. And then, as we all probably remember, the worldwide recession came and happened. And overnight, all the people that sent clients to me went out of business. So I lost 90% of my income. They all owed hundreds of thousands because they usually paid like 90 days behind. So I ended up overnight with zero cash, not being able to pay for my home, and I ended up moving to my office because that was the only thing I could afford to keep on. So I started reading and trying to figure out like what it is I'd done wrong. You know, I'm like, there's all these people out there still making money, even with the recession, but I'm going broke and fast. you know, what's mm-hmm. happening? And everything I came across kept saying about people that either make their money or build their wealth in real estate. So I'm like, well, I don't need to reinvent the wheel. This sounds good enough to me.
Right.
And within 12 months of that time, I had a multi-million dollar portfolio, and I'd managed to turn around and sell the business. So it completely transformed my life, which is why a few years later, when I'd been doing it for a while and sharing with people how to do it, I released the book, The Power of Real Estate Investing. And that was awesome. We had 5 number one spots in 5 countries, I think it was. And that was just amazing.
Mm. So you basically, your real estate deals are done where? Because I love your accent. Your real estate deals are done where?
So the majority are probably still in the UK, but I've done mm-hmm. some in Austin, Texas. We've done some in Southern California. Done a little bit in Ohio. So I'm moving over your way as well.
That's great. So if I'm coming in and saying, okay, Kimmy, tell me exactly what do I need to do, what would be the, like, basic steps to me to start building my real estate wealth?
Yeah, really good question. The first thing is you need to figure out what it is you want, because some people go into it and they're like, you know, I want to flip stuff, I want to wholesale stuff, I want to do this. But what they really need is cash flow, and they need it quite fast. So sometimes, you know, flipping isn't the way forward, because that's going to take you 6 to 9 months potentially to buy it, do it up, and get it sold. And, you know, if you're anything like I was, you need the cash a whole heap quicker. So the first thing is to decide what you need. Is it chunks of cash and can you wait for it, or do you just need cash flow and you need it now? So assuming it's cash flow, the second thing you're going to go and do is figure out where you're going to invest. Now, the tendency is, and I did exactly the same thing, the first school I bought was so bad, but you go to kind of the cheapest area you can find, that have the cheapest properties, because on paper, the returns, the yields, look amazing, right? So you're going, oh, I'm going to get a 25% yield. The reality is, in these neighborhoods, it's quite transient. So, you know, these type of guys and girls will stay for a short time. When they get themselves into any debt or any problems, they'll up and they'll leave. You'll find that when they go, you know, they're going to take anything in the property with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
true.
Great. Yeah, right? On paper, it looks great.
So
the truth
true.
Is, not so much. So you want to kind of find the middle ground, really. You definitely don't want to be up in the serious money houses, because then the cash flow you're getting is pretty poor.
Right.
So you want to find somewhere that you're probably getting about a 13 to 15% return. Is going to be an awesome basis. And then you need to get out there and start talking to people. And it changes depending on the market, okay? So when the market's down, you can go out there and you can wang out all these lowball offers and no one really cares. But at the moment, the market's a little bit strong. So if you go out there and you start chucking out all these 30% below offers, agents and realtors are just going to be angry with you. So what you're going to do is go out there and start making friends, talking to people, sharing what you're doing. And I mean that with realtors, with your neighbours, with the mailman, with the garbage man, with anyone and anything. And when
they let them know to let them know that, look, I'm looking for a place and everything like that.
Exactly. Because the first thing you've done with that is you've overcome the first hurdle, which is a recommendation. Once that mailman goes off and says to someone, look, I know someone that might buy your house. Let me connect the two of you. That's already so powerful because they trust you just because you've been associated.
Oh.
And
do you find... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go.
Do you find, like, you're saying you buy properties in the UK and you buy properties in the United States. Do you find... Which do you find more easier? Does the UK require, like here in the United States, require like a 20% down, especially if you're a real estate investor? Is it the same rules in the UK as it is here in the United States?
Yeah, if you buy traditionally using a typical lender, a mortgage type person, then yeah. I mean, at the moment in the UK, you need 25% minimum. And actually, it's not that easy these days. The banks aren't. They're not very interested here. And we've just introduced some higher tax laws as well, which make it even more difficult. So actually, the US is a bit easier. But there's a couple of slightly more advanced strategies that I use a lot, and they are amazing. It means you don't need any cash at all. You don't need the 20% down. You can just get in there. So what we'll do is things like, because rent's so expensive these days, isn't it? You know, it doesn't matter where you live, rent is crazy money.
That's true.
And everywhere, it's so true, everywhere has young professionals, and they want to be able to save up to buy their own, but they don't want to live with their parents anymore either. Mm-hmm. So you take a single family unit that's maybe a 3 or 4 bedroom property, and you rent out each bedroom to maybe a young couple or a young professional. So instead of paying the full house rent, they pay only for their room, and you then pay the landlord his rent. So let's say the house is on the market for $1,300 a month. Each young couple you might rent it to for $400 a month. So you get 5 in there, that's $2,000 a month. You pay the landlord his money, you keep the middle bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't had to buy a property, you haven't had to put down any money. You just act as the agent in the middle and make really great cash flow by providing an amazing service that is so in need, because we need cheaper accommodation. Landlords love the fact that you guarantee their rent and you're doing an amazing job and an amazing service. Because I don't know if anyone else has lived in a shared house. I have. It was a dive. It was just a pit. So if you do a really great job and you're available and you're accessible and you maybe put some extra paint in and you make it look great, you have people snapping off your hands for this shared accommodation, and you haven't even had to put any money into it. It's amazing.
That sounds interesting. Let my listeners know exactly where they can find your books. I know you also have your co-owner of a company. Let them know all about where they can contact you and where they can read your books and about your organization and everything, because it's very interesting when it comes to real estate. And you really are sharing a lot, and we appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. So, yeah, I am co-founder of Freedom Academies, which we set up to share all of this. Because when I started, you know, there was no one that looked or sounded like me out there teaching it. You had to be like a guy in a shiny suit to be able to talk about this. So we set up freedomacademies.com to be a little bit more available and to be like, look, real people can do this. If my book's on Amazon, but if you want to grab a free copy, go to kemi.gift, K-E-M for mother I, .gift. You can download a free copy and get free access to a membership site we've got, which is Freedom Property Academy, that just shares all of this training in there as well. So kemi.gift, and you can grab the book for free.
Oh, that's good. I'm going to go there as soon as we get... I want to read the book. So basically, all right, I'm starting out, so, and I have no money, but I want to buy a house, and I don't want to share with anybody. I want to get my first real estate investment because I'm hungry for my first rental income. How would you suggest I do it if I don't have any money? Do you do, like, regular mortgages, or do you save up for the money, save up and then eventually buy it? How would you guide me in that area as far as buying a property?
Yeah, the first thing you want to do, find someone that's got the cash. You can save up for sure, but that could take a whole long time, and then you're going to, you know, you'll save up the money for one, and then you've got to start all over again for another one. It's a long, hard way to do it. So the first thing you want to do is find someone that's got the money, because when I started, I went to a load of events and I started meeting people and networking, and I met a guy that said, hey, well, how about, you know, I'll put the money in, you do the work, and we'll split the profit. And I thought at the time that was so rare and I was so lucky, but there is a whole ton of people out there that have money in the bank, they've maybe got a pension or they've got savings, and they're getting, what, at the moment, 1% a year or something? So you just go out to them and be like, look, I'm going to pay you 6% a year on your cash. You're going to secure it, get a lien on the property, a first charge, so it's going to be secure. And I'm going to go out there and invest, and you're going to get an amazing return. And they bite your hand off, because there is nothing more secure for them than investing in real estate. And the best thing is, it took me a whole long time to learn, is that people buy from people. So I always thought, oh, why would they give me money? Why would they invest it in me? You know, there's shiny people in suits that they can go and give it to.
Right.
They want to give money to people they trust. So if you're sat there looking them in the eye and you're like, look, I, you know, I work my backside off. I'm good at what I do. I know what I'm talking about. Some things might go wrong, of course, but I'm going to work so hard to rectify it, you won't even have to worry. They absolutely love that.
What do you find the most difficult When it comes to owning several properties, what do you find the most difficult when it comes to owning properties?
Yeah, so I heard this phrase once, and I didn't realize how true it was until I owned a whole lot. And the saying was, real estate can either be a really expensive hobby or a really profitable business.
Oh,
and
okay.
When you have the first couple, you can wing it a little bit, you know. You'll get a call from a tenant, you can send someone out to fix it, and it's kind of fine. When you get a lot more, the problems start to scale. So you end up having three or four things go wrong in a day, and maybe the plumber doesn't turn up, and this rent hasn't come in, but you forgot to chase them, and now you can't remember how much is owed. So the most difficult thing I found was learning to implement systems. You can't just wing it. You can't try and remember it all. And if you do what I do and scribble stuff down on bits of paper and try and remember where that paper is later, it goes a bit
wrong. Little sticky pads. Like, where's the sticky pad?
I'm like, damn, I'm not somewhere. But no, you've got to get some systems in there as soon as you can. And even if you've just got one, you know, you write down the day that rent is due. And on day one, if they haven't paid it, they get a text maybe. Day three, if they haven't paid it, they get an email. Day five, if they haven't paid it, they get a letter. Or whatever the system is, you know, it might be for your contractors. And you just start following these systems. So when you take another one on, you just do the same thing. So you almost don't have to remember anything. Because it's all there, you know what's happening.
Okay. Now, your book, The Power of Real Estate Investing, give us just the five key things that we need to know in regard to what you wrote about the power of real estate investing.
Okay. So I wrote the book because, you know, I came from a broke-ass home. We had no money. We're using, like, sellotape on the floor instead of a vacuum. So I come at this from a real place, not from poor old me. I graduated from Harvard and I couldn't get a job in Silicon Valley. And when I wrote the book, I wanted to say, look, if I can do this, you can do it. You know, I'm not a genius. I am sure as hell not a rocket scientist. But I figured this out, and this is genuinely what works, or what worked for me. And I talk in it, the first part is about where are you now? Because if you've been in money trouble, maybe you are at the moment, it's so hard to see past anything, isn't it? You stick your head in the floor, you don't want to see it, you don't want to think about it, but you just have to find a way, find some courage inside you to come up with a plan, to say, right, this is the amount I've got coming in, this is what I need to do with it. Let's get that sorted first. And then you go to, well, where do I want to be, actually? This is today, and I'm not going to let that get me down because that's a starting point and that's fine, but I'm not going to let that make me small-minded. I want to have X amount of cash in 18 months. So, cool, what do I need to do to achieve that? So that's the first part of the book. The second part is about how to find these joint venture partners and the people that have got that money. Because I remember when someone said to me, you know, oh, you can find this cash, there'll be tons of people. And I was like, maybe in your neighbourhood, not in mine. The truth is, there is money out there. So I've got a whole list in there about where to find these people with this cash and then how to go about it so that you're making an irresistible offer. Because you can do that. You can make it so there's almost no objection they can come up with because you resolve it. So that's a big part of the book. And then the last part details probably three or four strategies that you can use depending on the amount of cash you've got. And you can just go out there and get started with straight away.
Okay. Now, wouldn't you say that since you're a woman and you deal in a lot of property, that you need, like, professionals to help you in the sense of you need a good lawyer, you need to know, like, if you have to evict your tenant, exactly what the pros and cons are and how to go about the right way. You need maybe a new accountant to help you with your books and things like that, the professionals that you need?
Yeah, I mean, at some point you need all of those. But to start with, just get going and then figure it out. So when I bought the first few, the agent was like, who's your attorney? And I'm like, I'm going to get right back to you with that one.
Me, I'm the attorney. Me.
Exactly. So, yeah, I need an attorney for the purchase. I And then at some point down the road, you need an accountant for the books and you need a management team because you didn't get into real estate to start getting 3 a.m. calls about no hot water. So you need someone to take care of all of that. But the start of, you just need to get going. And when this stuff comes up, then you're like, right, okay, I don't want that to happen again. This is who I'm going to put in the middle. And gradually you start getting more and more people between you and the tenants and you and the property.
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, I think there's about 7 people between mm-hmm. my tenants and me. So nothing should really get to me unless, you know, a house is burned down.
Right, because after a while, it's like you're laying there, or maybe you want to go on vacation, and you're getting these people, oh, like you said, my water broke, or the lawn needs done, or there's a problem. I was like, look, really? Call it. That's when you definitely need a management group with you. It's like, look, don't call me, call them. I don't even want you to know who I am.
Exactly. It doesn't take long, does it, before you're like, I don't even want you to know my name. I don't exist for you.
Deal with my management company, because I got things to do. But one more time, just let everyone know where they can contact you, your books. I mean, because you've given such great information regarding real estate, and I truly appreciate it. So let my audience know again where they can contact you and about your books and everything.
Thank you. So I'm on Twitter almost always, a bit of an addict, at Kemi Egan. My home website is freedomacademies.com. It's ACADEMIES. If you want to get the free membership and the free copy of the book, go to kemi.gift and just download it from there.
Okay. Now, do you come to the United States a lot? And if you do, does your Freedom Academy do seminars and everything like that?
It does, yeah. So I am in the US quite a lot. At the moment, I haven't got anything in until about June, I think it is, but that changes quite often. I'm in New York in June. I'm in Orlando actually doing a seminar in October. And we're probably going to do another one before that as well, because it seems like, I don't know if you're finding the same thing, but people are just a little bit sick of being sold nonsense and stuff that worked 30 years ago but doesn't now. And they just want to talk to some real people about what really works.
Uh-huh.
So we're having a lot of fun just chatting to real people and sharing what we know. And not telling them you're going to get rich in 30 seconds, but actually if you work hard, you can make a lot of wealth. So, yeah, I'm spending a lot of time in the US because you guys are awesome. Like, English is so constipated, it's unreal.
Yeah, they just want true people. Well, I hope when you come to the United States, and you come, especially when you come to New York, you'll send me a little note, hey, we're here and this is where we're going to be, because I would love to go to one of your seminars and just speak to you in person and see what's going on. I would look forward to that.
I would love that. Can we go for dinner or something when I'm in New York?
Yeah, we can. Just, you know, you have my email. Email me and say, you know, we're here, and definitely, you know, let me know a couple of days in advance where, because you don't even know where in New York you're going to be, do you?
No.
I know June is quite a long ways away.
It is. Like, I don't even know what day it is today.
Well, definitely let me know, because I would love to meet you. Because you've given us so much great information, and I truly appreciate it. My listeners really appreciate it. That's what I say. I want them to read your book, you know, about real estate and everything like that, and go to your website, the Freedom Academy, and find out more. Definitely find out more.
Thank
and like
you
I said,
so
when
much.
You come, let me know, and, you know, I put it out there so with people in New York or if you're going to Texas or whatever, they can definitely follow you and go to one of your seminars.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. It's been
so much fun to chat today. Yeah, it's been really, really great, and I appreciate you being on the show this morning, because I know it's probably early. If it's 10:30 here, we'll almost 11 o'clock. What time is it where you are?
It's 4 p.m.
Oh, okay. Not bad.
It's not bad.
Well,
it's freezing cold, though.
Oh, okay. It's not bad. How's the weather?
Oh, it's freezing cold and it's raining. It always is in England.
I have to get there one day. Kimmy, thank you. I really appreciate you calling in and you giving us a great show today. And I want you to come back when you come to New York and let us know what's going on, because I want to bring you back on the show and probably hopefully do a live when I see you in person. If not, get some great pictures and great information so I can tell my people.
Let's see that. That would be amazing.
Yeah. I thank you again, and you have a great day.
Thank you, and you too. I'll chat to you soon.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Folks, that was a great interview, and if you missed it or you want to tell your friends about it, we are archived. You can archive it, and we're also on iTunes. It was Kimmy, and she is the co-founder of Freedom Academies, and she's also the author of Turbocharge Your Property Success and the Power of Real Estate Investing. And she gave us a lot of good information. She's basically based out of UK, but like we talked about, she will be here in New York soon in June, and she's going to a few places in the United States, so we're definitely going to keep in contact with her to let, so that way we can go visit and, you know, hang out with her and see what her Freedom Academy is all about, because if I know I'm interested and I know you're interested, because we family like that. We're always interested in learning more about ways we can make, save, and have fun with money. Next week, I have not a surprise for you, but next week we should talk about something fun, but I'll let you know on Friday what's going on with that. Also, Kimmy was telling us, if you go to Kimmy Gifts.com, there's a free download book for us, so that's pretty good. We love it. We love free download books. We love free, period. So as soon as I get off, I'm going right over there because I want to read her book, and I hope that you will too, and I hope you will visit her website because she sounds like really, she's really informative, and it's really was a great, great interview. You know it was good, folks. You know, right? Anyway, on that note, it looks like it's snowing. You ain't heard from me, but it looks like it's snowing. New York, I am so sick of winter. I heard a really cute one that I want to share with you. It was a really cute thing. It says, it goes like this. It says, winter, I think I need to see other seasons, and besides, summer is hotter. You get it? Seasons hotter. Okay. All right. Well, I'm not the best joke teller, but you know what I'm saying. Folks, on that note, don't forget to get your questions. We're doing a question and answer segment. Well, I am in March, so make sure all your questions regarding saving, making, and having fun with money is in by March 21st so we can do a question and answer segment. Also, since we talked about real estate, my real estate diary is on Smashwords. It's all about my adventures in looking for real estate in New York City, which is, whoo, that's experience in itself. New York never seems to amaze me, really, especially when it comes to real estate. That's cutthroat. On that note, keep your mind on your money on your mind. I love you. I appreciate you. And have a great Cheap Cheetah week. And until next week, what do I always tell you? Save that money. Until next week, take care, folks.
This message is for independent recording artists. Is your music career at a standstill? If so, let Access to a Rising Artist Promotion get it moving again and take it to the next level. We can assist you with building your brand through online radio promotion, social media marketing, and website development. And if you don't know what direction to go, get an opportunity to have a one-on-one consultation session to get you started in the creative aspect of developing a strategy on going forward with your music career. Get back on your music journey again and visit us online for a host of new opportunities that will put you in the spot.